So as Rabbi Yudin mentioned, those who didn't see the sources, we'll just try to run through the sources. I'm very much into controversy. I like controversial topics. But as Rabbi Yudin said, this topic is a little bit black on white. It's a little bit difficult to legitimize the other side. There's a debate amongst all of Am Yisrael, no matter what town you go to, whether it's Fairlawn, whether it's Borough Park, it doesn't matter where you go. There is a split amongst practices whether or not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Since Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz takes on two roles, on the one hand, it's a yontif. On the one hand, we know that it's the eighth day and we are well aware about our calendar, that it's a correct calendar, and it really is a yontif, a new yontif, the yontif b'fnei atzmo of Shmini Atzeres. On the other hand, we do have a practice that we treat it as if there is a question, because we are in Chutz La'aretz, because there was a time that Klal Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz weren't sure about what day of yontif it actually was. So they insured themselves, they made an insurance policy, they said, we'll keep 2 days, so we'll make sure that we're bound to get one right. And that's why we commemorate that by keeping a Sveika D'Yoma. We keep Yontif Sheni, and so when we practice Shmini Atzeres, it takes on a double personality, a double role. So the question is, what do you do about the mitzvos of Sukkis on this eighth day that doesn't really shouldn't have the mitzvot, as the Gemara tells us, it's a regel bifnei atzmo. It's an independent yontif. Don't be fooled, says the Gemara. Just because this yontif comes at the summation, at the end of Sukkis, it's not like the last days of Pesach, but rather it's a regel bifnei atzmo. The Gemara gives a whole mnemonic called Pezer Keshev, of things that are independent about this yontif, but it's clear, the Gemara says, the resh, pezer, regel bifnei atzmo, is that it takes on its own independent reality. And if you look at the last of the sources, Rashi writes, second to last source, Rashi writes, regel bifnei atzmo on that Gemara, she'en yoshvim besukkah. We don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Rashi's talking about where Shmini Atzeres is biblical. Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no rabbinic additions to the practice of the yontif. However, the Gemara, as the rabbi introduced in the first of the sources, says black on white in Aramaic, so maybe that's the first reason, because people didn't know how to translate. The Hilchasa, Mesiv Yasvinan, Bruche Lom of Archinan. The halacha is, you sit in the sukkah, Mesiv Yasvinan, Yeshiva, that's Aramaic for Yeshiva, Bruche Levarachinan, but we do not make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha? So the reason we don't make a bracha is because we don't want to slap the yontif of Shmini Atzeres, which we really know is correct, and that our calendars are accurate. So we don't want to be mezalzel, we don't want to disgrace the yontif min haTorah. So even though we practice the minig of Chachamim, however, we're not going to extend it to the extent of being reciting a bracha as well. But the actual mitzvah, brachas don't affect the mitzvah. You can practice the mitzvah and not have the bracha, and you're okay. You're yotzi the mitzvah min haTorah, so that's why we sit in the sukkah. Fine. That is the practice. However, that's not fun. We want to defend, and we want to find some reasons, and I don't want to throw half of Klal Yisrael out to the ocean. There's got to be something legitimate. There's got to be something substantial that they are based on. So I want to delve a little bit into the sugya of Tosefes. Tosefes discussing Shmini Atzeres, possibly create an analysis, and then suggest a possibility in understanding where I think most of the practice comes from Hasidic practices. As the rabbi said, one of the reasons could be just because there are many sources that bring down that, like the Rav said, that there were Hasidim that came to the Rebbe, and it was in Poland, and it was very cold. On Shmini Atzeres, it got very cold. It was the time of the year that it got cold, and therefore, there was a mitzdayer. people didn't realize that that was the reason they weren't sitting in the sukkah. And then they just thought, it's like sometimes we find Rabbanim do things, and then we follow, apparently the Briskarov used to light his menorah on his porch. So then he used to sweep his porch afterwards, because it was a little dirty. So then there was a minig in Brisk to take a broom and sweep after lighting the Chanukah lecht, because that's what happened. Sometimes we don't realize what's actually the halachic source. That's why you have to go through the sources, and what's really just because his wife asked him to clean the porch. So it could be that in Poland it was actually cold, and that's why people were ending up inside. There are cases that people are uncomfortable, and then it's really not right to sit in the sukkah. You're not obligated to make yourself suffer if there are bugs or if it's very uncomfortable to sit in the sukkah. And a person has to know when what's correct and what's not.
Yeah, but it's also cold on
Hoshana Rabbah.
I mean, it's a day away, so that can't be the answer.
What do you what?
It could be just as cold the day before.
It could. It, you know what? Someone said to me today that I don't sit in the sukkah today. And he said, I think he got confused. Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, but maybe they got that confused also. I don't know. I hear. But if you look in the sources in the Gemara, just as an aside, Rav Tzadok HaKohen, which is one of the leading, one of the leaders of the Hasidic movement, so he has a lot of svarim. He has a whole 50-page essay, one of his svarim, just dedicated to this question. Why the Hasidic practice is correct, and why one is not obligated to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laretz. But before him, the Sfas Emes, who was one of the Rebbes in Ger, Sfas Emes says, I have a different approach how to read the Gemara. Efshar la'anias daiti, I can explain the Gemara lefarish. The Hainu Deleka Isser Bal Tosef B'Yeshivasa. The Gemara was bothered. The Sfas Emes puts a whole new premise before the Gemara. The Gemara was bothered with an issue. How could a person even envision the possibility to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? One of the prohibitions in the Torah is to add mitzvahs to the Torah. A person cannot add a mitzvah. If sukkah is over, you're going to sit in the sukkah. Now you're transgressing the Isser of Bal Tosif. So Sfas Emes says, what's with the misnagdim? He's giving the shir tonight. Hoshana Rabbah is saying, oy vey, the guy's in Fairlawn. I got to give a shir to defend them. What are they doing? How are they sitting in the sukkah? There's an issue of Bal Tosif over here. So Sfas Emes said, and he said, you know what? I have a defense for them. We're all working together, achtus. He defends us. We defend him. Efshar la'anias daiti lefarish. Dehainu deleka iser bal toshev v'yishivaso. The Gemara was just telling you, relax. It's not considered bal tosif when you sit in the sukkah. Why is it not considered bal tosif to sit in the sukkah? I can give you a number of reasons. Tosfos there on the daf says, because you know what? You will, a lot of times you sit on your porch. Sukkaso areva alav. A sukkah is an enjoyable thing. It's nice. It was beautiful today. I would sit in my sukkah. I would opt to eat out. We barbecue in the summer. To weather like this, why not? So that doesn't look like you're adding on to the Doraisa. You're sitting outside. You want to go to your hut. Fine. That's why Tosel says, no one's going to even give the possibility and suggest that you should take a lulav and an esrog on Shmini Atzeres, because the only reason one would do that is for the sake of the mitzvah. So the Sfas Emes says, why did the Gemara only entertain the possibility of sukkah? Because the Gemara was trying to avoid this issue of Bal Tosif, and on that the Gemara says, Yisuvi Yasmina, relax. Don't worry about the prohibition. It doesn't look like Bal Tosif. But the Sfas Emes says, Avalo l'chaivo liyashiv, but the Gemara was never obligating, then lo kein lama lo bayi bruche, because if you were obligated, if the rabbis obligated you to sit in the sukkah, so then obviously one would have to recite a blessing, like the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that any time the rabbis obligated us in the rabbinic mitzvah, we also make a bracha as well. So that is the Sfas Emes' approach. Umasik Agamara the Hilks of the Leka Issa, there's no problem. Kasapti Peris Zeliashe Loshan Agamara, Leminig Hamekilim Leshe Basukabishmin. Comes a Sfas Emes and he suggests a new read to the Gemara, a totally new approach, and that is the first of the sources to suggest why one is allowed to eat and not eat in the sukkah and eat in the house on Shmini Atzeres. Fine. Now, I would like to deviate, ultimately suggesting another approach to be miyashiv our brothers, but through understanding another sugya which pertains to many, many areas of halacha. And hopefully we can together understand these areas of halacha and implement them in our practice halacha l'maisa. So also associated with Shmini Atzeres is the next source. The Taz, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Simen Tav Reish Samech Ches, I just remembered, I wanted this to be Zchus Refuah Shlema, for my father, Yitzchak Yaakov Bat Yisara, who was the first one to show me this Taz, in Eretz Yisrael, actually. Kosov Varshal, Betshuva, Simen Samech Ches, Shelo Haya Ochel Bichnisas Yom Shmini Atzeres. Let's pretend we're all Israelis, and we're all spending Sukkot, like I was when my father showed this to me, in Yerushalayim, and we're keeping one day Yontif. So it's coming Shmini Atzeres. It's coming the end of Shvi Shel Sukkot, the end of Oshana Rabbah, and we're entering into Shmini Atzeres. And I walk up to my father, and I say, I'm starving, Abba. I got to eat something. So we open up a Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz says, you gotta wait. Because if you're gonna make now and eat and bring in Shmini Atzeres early through the mechanism called Tosefes Yontif, what does that mean? That means that we have learned out from the halachos of Shemitah. We learn out that there's a mitzvah to add on two holy days. The Gemara says explicitly that this mitzvah applies to Yom Kippur, that a person should enter Yom Kippur early, and parenthetically, the Shitas HaRambam is that that only applies to Yom Kippur, and not to Shabbos and Yontif. But we, LaHalacha, accept this concept of Tosefes, that the Torah wanted you not only to keep 24 hours of Shabbos, not only to keep the 24 hours of Yontif, the Torah wants you to bring it in early. The Torah wants you to accept somehow, through some mechanism, either through speech, or through Kiddush, or through Tefillah, to accept the Shabbos and the Yontif. And this is important. You are obligated every Shabbos. Forget making it home within, you know, in the car within a minute left of Shabbos. You have a mitzvah min haTorah to accept Shabbos and Yontif early. So you gotta figure out the traffic within another 2 minutes in order to be able to accept Shabbos and Yontif early. And I'm being easy with that. There are some opinions that hold you have to accept it with a half hour. Rabbi Shechter is of the opinion that you need to give yourself a half hour of a zman of Tosefes, because it's not clear in the Gemara exactly what the amount is, but we, LaHalacha, we assume, most poskim assume, that it's enough to designate some amount of time, 1 or 2 minutes, to the Tosefes Shabbos, to the Tosefes Yontif, but that is a mitzvah min haTorah. And it's unfortunate because many people forget it, because you're either rushing home or you're rushing, you know, after mincha and it's coming to shkia right away. You should try to accept it, you know, right after mincha or whatever the time situation is, in order to be mekayim this biblical mitzvah. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Geshmak. You're every night, every a home run every night. The sukkah, you're getting. That's exactly this. We're getting there. That's exactly what the Taz says. The Marshal says what? The Marshal says what's the havamina that you're not going to make a leishim sukkah? Exactly what he said. It's sukkis. You added some kedusha. You entered into the yontif early of Shmini Atzeres, but now you're going to make kiddush. You got to make a leishim sukkah. Marshal says that's the way you're going to start Shmini Atzeres. What a bizoyin. You're going to make a leishi basuka on Shmini Atzeres, which the Gemara says is regal b'fnei atzma? So he says, you know what you got to do? You got to wait. I'm sorry, tough. You got to wait. You have to wait till later where you're for sure not going to be obligated to make a leisha basukah, and then you can have you could have toisefes. Don't do malacha during that 20 minutes or that 2 minutes that you do. But Ellie, you can't eat. I'm sorry. You have to starve. If you look on after the first set of underlines, Elu Dibre Harav Arashal. And it's interesting the way the Taz approaches the Marshal. Let's look at his language. Va'af she'ein meshivin ha'ari la'achar moso. Taz comes very apologetic, very respectful. The Marshal, preceding the Marshal, Rav Shlomo Luria lived in the 1500s, and the Taz lived in the 1600s. Va'af she'ein meshivin ha'ari la'achar moso, v'kal v'chomer b'shul kamoni. You don't defeat a lion after it's dead. Come on, that looks, that's not impressive. The lion's dead. And Allah has come and come if I'm a fox. Who am I to start up with such big guns like the Marshal? Mikomakom. Achvadaiti shedivrei harav. So he's apologetic. And then he goes in full force and attacks him. And he said, it's like you find today, like people say, no offense, but that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Taz says, I have respect, but now, Tairahi v'lirmanani tarach, I have to so. Says the Taz, Shadivrei arav ma'od tmuim, his psak makes no sense to me. Ve'ein adas, shalanias daiti sovlon. I can't accept such a psak. Listen to what the Taz says. The lama gozer tainus bechinam mishas knisas shmini atzeres shuumi bod yom. Why the Marshal add another tainus? Tainus Esther, Shiva Sabatamos, tainus erev shmini atzeres. Where do you find this tainus? You have to fast? The kid's hungry. Leave him alone, says the Taz. Says the Taz. Where in Shas do you find such a concept? Shouldn't the rabbis told us this? Shouldn't it be a famous thing? There's another tainus on Erev Shmini Atzeres, says the Taz. Ube'emes, Svara Shebana Harava Love, who ain't no kiyum klal. Devadai mishemosif, this is the key words, michol ala kodesh, hu ose al pitzivoi tarasenu. The Torah gave us a mitzvah mena Torah to add to the kedusha of every yontif of every Shabbos. And this yontif of Shmini Atzeres, you also have a mitzvah to add on. Kfar cholaf, the holach mimenu, chovas hayom, masha hoyol of kodem ze, v'have, K'mo b'layla u'mocher mamish. Says the Taz, once the Torah obligated you in a mitzvah, every yontif called Tosefes, and you made a declaration. You said, Hareini mekabel es hayontif shel shmini atzeres. You know what you did? You just changed the nature of that day. You are no more obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah because it's not sukkahs anymore. I have the ability, this Taz is unbelievable, I have the ability with my words to control time. Because I can declare something and that will decipher whether or not I'm obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah or not. Halavai, on a cold day, I could do it 3 days before. Okay, but there's a limit to how much Tosefis works.
You make it very clear, this is before sunset.
Yeah, if it's Rabbi Yudin saying, once sunset hits, that's not based on you. You're obligated once you come into the question of being Ashmashos and sunset hits, you hit Shkia, so then you're obligated because this is a question minat Torah whether or not Shabbos started. You're not adding anything in that time. Once you hit that, you lost the mitzvah of Tosefes, and you better not do malacha. There's no Taz Marshal about this. Then you're in trouble if you do malacha then. This is in the time of Tosefes, an added mitzvah above and beyond Shkia before that, and that is what the Taz is saying. So what's going on over here?
If you took in Shabbos,
yeah.
And your wife is pregnant. Right? You took in Shabbos. Now it's an alibi for Shkia, right? And now she gives birth.
The Taz would say, when's the bris? No. The Taz would not say, when's the bris. Okay, but legabe your personal mitzvahs, it's true. There are certain criterias that will depend on the day, no matter what happens, and not based on your practice. But legabe your mitzvahs, the kedushas yontif, legabe all the mitzvahs that exist on that day, the Taz is slated. I'm going to explain it a little clearer. Let me just explain where the Marashal is coming. I think it'll become clear in a second. There are days and there are calendars that are untouchable, like the din of Bris Mila. There's no question that goes based on sunset and sunrise, and that's clear in Shulchan Aruch Nechus Mila. You don't have the ability to change it. However, when it comes to days that have kedusha, so there's a mitzvah of Tosefes. So in those times of Tosefes, the Marshal is of the opinion that all that means is that I can add Kedusha a little bit to Friday, or I can add some sanctity to Erev Yontif, but what that means is that I have to abstain from practicing Malacha and from desecrating the day. However, the Taz took it one step further. Of course, the Taz would not take it to the fact that you can now ignore Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Mila, that the definition of a day is sunrise and sunset. That's true. However, the Taz says any mitzvos that are pertaining to that day now will follow what your practice is. It's not limited to the Kedushas Hayom pertaining to Malacha specifically, but it extends itself to the mitzvos of that day as well. Whereas the Marashal will say, you just got to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. Ellie, you got to starve for a little bit, but there's nothing else you can do. You got to kill time for the next 20 minutes. The Taz says, absolutely not. Take your mitzvahs and run with it. Start up the next day. Whatever mitzvahs start on that day, that is involved within Tosefes Kedusha. The question is over here, how expansive is the concept of Tosefes Kedusha? Is it only that I have to abstain Malacha? Or no, I can even start the mitzvos Shebiyom. If you look in the next source, we're going to get there in a second. The Taz says in Shavuos, and we're getting to your source in a second, Ma'achrin Lahaschil Arvis B'knisa Shavuos K'dei Shiyu Yomas Yimeya Sfira Tmimus. The Taz says, if you accept Sfira, the Yontif of Shavuos, which is the 50th day after counting the Sfiras HaOmer, you go through 49 days, and Shavuos is the Leil Chamishim, right? So the Taz says that you are not allowed to start your meal Shavuos night and daven early on Shavuos night, because then you are going to destroy the Tmimus, the completeness of the 49 days. The Taz is understanding that if a person accepts Kedushas Yontif, it's not only affecting the fact that he can't do Malacha, but in certain areas of Halacha, it's actually affecting the nature of that day. That Shavuos technically has just started. So you didn't have the full 49 days up till the end of the 24th hour. However, if you look at the next source, Ad Shetech Shech, which was what you were quoting, the Rishonim in the beginning of Arve Psachim asks, why is it that the Mishnah writes specifically when it comes to matzah that you have to make sure that you don't eat it until nighttime? Says the Rosh, Ad Shetech Shech, Tema. Amaiton Ad Shetech Shech, Tvei, when it comes to every Erev Shabbos and Yontif, the Rosh says, the Mishnah never specifically states Ad Shetechshach like it explicitly states when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach. Why is it specifically the Yontif of Pesach that we have to wait until nightfall to eat our matzah? And the Mishnah never said that you should wait until nightfall when it comes to all Yomim Tovim and all Shabbosos. So that's the question of the Rosh. And the Rosh says, V'yesh lomer da'as lashminan afagav de b'shabbosos v'shar yom tovim yachol ha'osim min echol ha'kodesh l'echol kodem shetechsha mi'ar pesach lo matzi yachol ha'shetechsha. So Tosfos has a similar question that the Rosh asks. And some of the Tosfos answers that the reason is by matzah specifically, because it says balayla hazeh, specifically when it comes to matzah, you need it to be at nighttime. However, on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, and as the Rosh says, you are allowed to eat at the time of Tosefes. The Karban Esanon, in his commentary on the Rosh, says, you see, that the Rosh didn't make a distinction on any Yontif. He grouped together every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. It sounds like, says the Karban Esanon, according to the Rosh, not like the Taz by Shavuos, and when a person accepts Tosefes, it's not necessarily a problem, and it's not affecting Tmimus if you would accept Yontif early when it comes to Shavuos. Now this could possibly parallel the opinions of the Taz and the Marshal. How expansive is your Tosefes? If you hold your Tosefes is changing the nature of the day in terms of your mitzvahs, in terms of your halachic calendar, so then it might affect Tmimus. And also, it might help you when it comes to the hungry person on Shmini Atzeres. However, if you hold, not necessarily, no, Tosefes is Tosefes Kedusha. And there's nothing that necessarily changes the halachic day, and it's just added on to the day is a Kedusha, and you have to restrict yourself, but we don't take all the halachas of Shabbos and all the halachas of Yontif and pertain them and place them and implement them onto the day of Erev Shabbos and Yontif, so that would not necessarily be the case. And if you look in the next source, which is Nogea, through all of the summers, says the Taz, by every Erev Shabbos, Shebeleil Shabbos Tzarech Shiyug Mar Suda Belaila, V'Marshal Nog Shelo Ech Ochol Beleil Shabbos Ad Halaila. The Marshal, which rings a bell, the Marshal, every time he used to go to the bungalow colony and bring Shabbos in early, he would drive his wife crazy, because they would not make Kiddush until later. Because he said, I can't be Mekayim Suda Shabbos in this time of Tosefes. This is not, in essence, Shabbos. This is Shabbos that I have to restrict myself from doing Malach. But it's Shabbos to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. I can eat now Suda Shabbos at this time? Absolutely not. This rings a bell to the Shita of the Marshal that we have on Shmini Atzeres that says you gotta wait because you would still, if you would eat at this time, you would still be obligated to make a Leishe Basuka. So similarly, the Marshal says, just like the day didn't change in terms of a Leishe Basuka, so too the day didn't change in terms of the Mekayim, the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos that has to exist when? Only on Shabbos. So if it's just an added Kedusha, it's just a restriction from doing Malacha, so you can't fulfill your three Sudas of Shabbos during that time. But Li Nira came into Tosefes Mechol HaKodesh Udoraisa, says the Taz, HaKarchuk Yotzer Shapir HaFilu Gomer Koldam Laila. Comes the Taz and says, mimicking his opinion earlier, I don't agree with the Marshal once again, Tosefes Shabbos changes the day, you're allowed to be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs, you don't have to make a Leishe Basukah like you said before, and it's Shmini Atzeres, so too, you can have your full meal after you were Mekabel Shabbos in the bungalow colony, and go to sleep early, and get your 12 hours of sleep until Shabbos morning, no problem. L'halacha, Mishnah Brura suggests to try to be Machmir, and make sure that you have a Kezayis later on at the meal. And similarly, like the Mishnah Brura over here in Hilchos Shmini Atzeres, we don't usually have this because it's more nogea to people that are living in Eretz Yisrael, this halacha. By us, it's usually, we're either you know, we're either not aware, we're in shul late anyways, or, you know, we're sitting in the sukkah anyways then, and we're not making a bracha. And by Simchas Torah, where it might be, be practical, because, you know, we're keeping that derabbanan, so people are half drunk anyways, so the shaila doesn't usually come up. But the Bishabura does lahalacha paskin and says to be machmir for the Maharshal, and that one should not just be. He says if you already washed and you already now you're going to be stuck. So he says it's okay. But you know lechadchila he says one should try to be machmir for the opinion of the Maharshal and not to eat early where that is nogei lahalacha. There is another fascinating area that the Achronim suggest that this halacha pertains to, which deals with the halacha of Hilchos Nida. The halacha is a woman who becomes impure because of her period, so she has to wait 7 clean days. She has to check herself during those 7 clean days. She has to check herself twice a day, once in the morning, once before Shkia, before sunset. And then ultimately she can go to the mikvah and she can be pure. Okay. But the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, that it's not sufficient for a woman to just enter into those 7 days automatically. She has to have a waiting period of 5 days where she doesn't have to do anything. She just has to wait. She is prohibited in all the restrictions, all the harchakos, all the restrictions that apply to a woman who has a period, who is a nida. However, she doesn't have to check herself during those first 5 days. So it's a whole total package of 12 days. 5 plus 7. However, there is one obligation that she has to do towards the end of the 5 days. And that's called a hefsik tira. She has to make sure. Those 5 days are to make sure that her blood flow has stopped and now she has the ability to enter into the 7 clean days. How does a woman ensure that she's not bleeding anymore? She checks herself and does a certain type of checking. We're not going to get into the details right now. And then once that comes in clean, as long as that happens by the end of the 5th day before Shkia, she can now enter into the 7 clean days. Now, she has to make sure that that next day, the 6th day, did not start yet, because otherwise, that was minimizing. Again, we have 2 packages here. We have the 5 days, and we have the 7 days. If she is too late on her checking of the 5 days, she didn't make it. Like the rabbi said before Shabbos, before Shkia, so too over here before Shkia, she has to make sure that she checks herself. And if she doesn't, she should call her Rav immediately. So she has to make sure that the next day did not start. So usually, if we weren't giving a shiur about Tosefes, we would say, just check when sunset is. As long as you do it before sunset, so you're still in that 5-day parameter, you're okay. However, now things just got a little more complicated. Because your halachic day could sometimes depend on your actions, on the receiving of Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in Hilchos Nida, which is discussing the halacha of Hefsik Taira, of a woman checking herself before she enters into the Zayin Nikiyim days, the 7 clean days. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 opinions about this halacha.
Is that being some category of bris milah that Jake was talking about before?
Not necessarily, because again, this is your personal hanhagos of the day. V'yesh omrim im ispalalu hakol arvus v'yod hayom gadol eino yichola livdok o lilbosh levanim ulahaschil v'limnos miyom hamachras me'achar da'akol kvar asu oso laila. The first day in, if I remember correctly, I think this is the opinion of the Ramah. The Ramah quotes 2 opinions in the Rishonim. First day says, once everybody accepted Shabbos, and if everyone accepted Shabbos, So this is, again, this gets into another area of halacha. It doesn't really happen often, but the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Shabbos that if there's one minyan, Shomrei Torah is the only shul in town, and Shomrei Torah makes early Shabbos, so even if you got out of work late, you're in trouble. Because you have to follow what Rabbi Yudin says. If Rabbi Yudin says we're making early Shabbos, that's it. There's only one shul in the minyan. Now, because of where we are, so there are many different tzibors and many different shuls that make, or there are options in the shul, late Shabbos, early Shabbos, so we're not necessarily restricted by this, but in a situation like that, this is a big problem when it comes to the bungalow. If you're in a bungalow that just has one minyan, you can't come in late to Shabbos if they're going to come make early Shabbos. So then the Ramah says, "Yesh omrim demutter afilu asu hakal Shabbos." There are other Rishonim that says, no, even though the kol made Shabbos, that is just pertaining to Kedushas HaShabbos, to maybe even only restrictions of Shabbos. But as the Gra points out, the source for the other Deya, that is Mekel, even in areas of Shabbos, aside for Malacha, we wouldn't pertain this Halacha. So Halachas Kama V'Kama, in your personal Hanhaga, your personal practice of Hefsik Taira, whether or not the day has changed, you're not going to be bound by this, these, by the Kahal that accepted Shabbos, and Tosefes Shabbos will not restrict you. One of the sources that the Gra quotes, which we didn't mention earlier, is a source from the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us that a woman got married on Shabbos and Yontif. So Tosfos there says, how could a woman get married on Yontif? We have a concept of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and you can't contradict that mitzvah of Simchas Yontif with the mitzvah of Simchas Chasa Mekala. So how does the Gemara state that a woman got married on Yontif? So the Tosfos answers, it happened during Tosefes. And the din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha doesn't apply to Tosefes. So you see that Tosfos in Ksubis, which the Gra is quoting, had a very limited view of Tosefes, and even in other areas of Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Yontif, Tosefes does not extend itself to. So Halachas Kama V'Kama, the Achronim are saying, when it comes to Hefsek Taira, it won't extend itself to, even though that's your personal Anhaga, your personal practice, joining that day, but Tosfos is limiting it to Malacha, not to do Malacha during the time of Tosefes, but as the Maharshal said earlier, you would not be able to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos, and you would have to still make a Leishei Basukah if you got stuck eating, so it's a very limited view, and those are the two opinions brought in Hilchos Nida of whether or not a woman is stuck in a scenario of when she didn't catch her Hefsek Taira, and it's before Shkia, but it already began the time of Tosefes. I'd like to, just one other source dealing with this topic. Rav Zsolti presents this machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal, and he explains that they're all Lishitaso, and he throws in one other machlokas, the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara says, as I said to you before, the source of Tosefes came from the mitzvah of Shemitah, that you should add on to the seventh year, from within the sixth year already. Kiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, he said, Yachol Yoka ala Tosefes, a person who violates and works the land during the seventh year, I would think that he should get Malkus, Menosav Le Tamuda Liftura. And the Bara has to tell me and give me a source that you're going to be exempt from Malkus. If one would look at this Gemara, so the obvious assumption is the nature of Tosefes, the obvious understanding of the simple understanding of this Gemara is the nature of Tosefes. When I add on to something, whether it's Shabbos, Yontif, Shemitah, which is the source, it takes on all the roles and all the personality of that thing itself. To the extent that the Gemara thought that if a person violates Shemitah, he would actually get lashes. Because it's as severe as the Shemitah itself. If he violates Tosefes Shemitah, it would be as severe as the Shemitah itself. So it seems to be that that's a very serious Taz type understanding of Tosefes that it's a full-fledged change of the day. However, if we look at the Ritva in that Gemara, Vim Tomar, V'heach Loken Alasei, L'kach Perish Rashizal, Yilke Makas Maridus Durabonim. The Gemara never meant that you would get biblical lashes, which we're familiar with. One of the punishments is Misa, the other punishment is Malkus. For many of the Lavim that are said in the Torah prohibits you to do something, so often the punishment is lashes. This is not what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to an institution later that the rabbis put in order to strengthen this halacha, but it was only lashes, midrabbanan. So if you have the Ritva's interpretation of the Gemara, okay, you could play down the Gemara. It's not necessarily a proof in your understanding what Tosefes really carries within it and how extensive Tosefes really is. However, from the simple reading the Gemara before the Ritva, one would have said that this is similar to the Taz's approach in Tosefes. So that is what Rav Zsolti presents in this Machlokas Taz Marshal, and a debate discussing the halacha of Tosefes pertaining to many areas of halacha and shas, a fundamental debate understanding how potent and how extensive Tosefes really is. However, I'd like to present an idea that I saw in the name of Rav Avram Weinfeld, and I later found it from Rav Yosef Zevin, two gedolim that existed in Yerushalayim. I don't know if any of you are familiar, there was a yeshiva that closed down. It was called Lev Avram, Lev Abe. And that was what they called it. And it was named after this gadol, Rav Avram Weinfeld. You heard of it?
It's my yeshiva.
Oh, that's where you went?
Lev Abe.
Oh. If you look in the Gemara that we originally presented, so Rav Avram Weinfeld, he wants to suggest that this machlokas, the Taz Marashal, that we started off with, it could be like they say in the yeshivas, it could be like Rav Zsolti presented, that this is a tremendous debate between the Taz and the Marashal, and there is a machlokas all over Shas, all over Halacha, what is the nature of Tosefes? That's possible. However, he wants to suggest something that pertains specifically to tomorrow night. You have to understand that one could understand the machlokas, the Taz Marshal, take out Hilchos Nida, take out Hilchos Shabbos, take out Hilchos Shmita, and let's focus and zero in on the nature of Shmini Atzeres. Rashi writes, Regel b'fnei atzmo. As I said before, the Gemara brings a mnemonic. Pezer keshev. There are six things that describe and identify the nature of Shmini Atzeres. And one of those things is that it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's its own yontif. It's not fully connected to Sukkis. And what does Rashi say? Regel b'fnei atzmo? Help me out over here. What does Rashi say?
Don't sit in the sukkah.
Don't sit in the sukkah. I have a question. What happened to Netilas Lulav? Do we take a Netilas Lulav? The way we started off the shir, Sfasema says, no. Even the Masnagdim wouldn't have done that. I don't even have to defend that. What happened to the other mitzvahs? Why is Rashi explaining Regel Bifne? Did we do Nisa Chamayim on Shmini Atzeres? No. Do we take Lulav? No. Are we taking the Arava of Hoshana Rabbah? No. So, there are many, many different areas of halacha that don't pertain to Shmini Atzeres. There are many different things that Rashi could have listed to identify and explain why Shmini Atzeres is unique. And Rashi decides, Shelo Leishiv Basukah. And Rashi took a vacation. It's like, yeah, over here Rashi didn't want it. Why? Why does Rashi limit it? Rav Weinfeld and Rav Zevin found an unbelievable Targum Yonasan on the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres. B'yoma timna knishin tahavu b'chedva min matiluchon lebateichon. You want to know what the Targum Yonasan says? The essence of Shmini Atzeres is, it's taking, going from the sukkah, going from the tents, and going back into the house. Rabbi Avraham Weinfeld suggests, that's the machlokes, the Taz and the Marashal. You could hold whatever you want in terms of Tosefes, by Tosefes Shabbos, by Tosefes, by Nida. You can explain whatever lumdis you want. You can make it a Lishitaso. The Taz is saying, there is no question when it comes to Shmini Atzeres. Look at Rashi. The essence of Shmini Atzeres is going back into your house. Transferring from the sukkah into the house. That is the way the Targum Yonasan explains the yisod of Shmini Atzeres. How do we understand this? So I'm going to reiterate some of the things that I said in the sukkah, but I think it pertains to this shir as well. You see, the Alshech explains to us that the Defanos HaSukkah and the Schach of the Sukkah connect. And there is a Hashpah. There is an impression from the Schach, which represents the Tzila de Memnusha, which represents the shade, the Shechina, as the Gra explains, is resting within us in the Sukkah. And then that is imbued onto the walls of the Sukkah. The walls of the sukkah, halachically, have to be two and a little bit, which is the shape of a hay. A hay, the Gemara Menachos tells us, bihi baram, behei bara osam. This world, Olam Haba, is represented and was created in a hay. The walls have no restrictions of what they're allowed to be made from. But the schach, which represents the Shechina, which represents full Kedusha, cannot be Mekabel Tumah. And that is what's imbuing onto this world. And we are collecting that into the Sukkah. Rav Huttner explains, Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Klita. Is a Yom that we store. It's like he gives a mushel. Sometimes we have an idea, we just can't get it right. We go to sleep, and he writes, transliterated incubation, and he says you go to sleep, suddenly you wake up in the morning, and it's there. The idea is finalized. It's concretized. That's what Shmini Atzeres is. Shmini Atzeres is taking all the hashpa, everything we collected from the Kedushas HaShechina, onto our worlds, onto our reality, our existence in the sukkah, and bringing that into the house. Like the Meshech Chochma we quoted, the Meshech Chochma writes that if you look in the psukim, when it comes to Sukkis, the Psukim are not parallel to the other Yomim Tovim. The Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh says by Shavuos and Pesach that you should go up to the Mikdash Aliyah L'Regel El Amakom L'Shakin Shmo Sham. The area that I reside and my Shechina is residing. Specifically in the Makom HaMikdash. Why by Sukkis doesn't it say that? Meshech Chochma says, because by Sukkis, it's not limited to Yerushalayim. It's not limited to the Old City. It's not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. There is Hashras HaShechina in all of our lives, in our Sukkah. And it's being impressed upon all your activities in the Sukkah that are your daily activities. The Meshech Chochma in Emor says that your endeavors, you have an opportunity in the Sukkah to go higher than you did in the Mikdash. Because in the Mikdash, when you go up to Alila Rego, you don't bring your sleeping. You don't bring your Shena. You don't bring your Achila. You just go in and you're very nervous. That's what you do. And you say hello to the Rabbonu Shalom. When it comes to the Sukkah, there's that same Hashras HaShechina, but it's impressing all your endeavors. Everything that you do on a normal basis that exists on the Sukkah during this week now has a Hashras HaShechina and can be changed and different for the rest of the year. But how do we transfer that? It's Shmini Atzeres. That, as Rav Huttner says, is the Yom Klita, is the incubation, is the day to transfer from the Matlichon, from the tents, from the huts, such a new sleeping, a new Achila, a transformed lifestyle that now goes into the bias and now can be implemented into the rest of the year. If this is the case, I thought, just as Rav Weinfeld suggests, that was specifically the nature of the machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal. That is what the Targum Yonason is telling us, that we don't want Sukkos to fleet away. We have to concretize it. We have to carry it into our house. Maybe that is a possible suggestion for the practice of the Hasidim. It wasn't coming from nowhere that they didn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. But they held, like the Taz was saying, that if a person accepts the Kedusha of Shmini Atzeres, if a person begins the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres, that is a full-blown-out contradiction to staying in the sukkah. Because the essence of Shmini Atzeres is the Yom Klita, is the incubation, is the transferring from the sukkah, taking all that hashpa onto our lives in the sukkah and carrying it into the bais. Shkaya.